Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. This is your host, Ms. Teresa Scott, and today is Monday, September 30th, 2013. As you know, we are on the eve of the government shutdown, and this morning we want to pray that they will not shut the government down, as many people will be affected by it. The military will have to go to work pay. Please put your phone on mute. The military will be going to work without pay. Government workers will be asked to take leave without pay. And we're asking God to intervene on the government. We're also asking God to intervene on behalf of Jerusalem. We're praying for the peace of Jerusalem this morning. We're praying for unsaved, the loved ones, and the unsaved in general, that God will move the blinders off of their eyes that Satan has put on their eyes this morning. This morning we're praying for healing and deliverance of sickness and disease, and we're also praying this morning that God will give the answer that somebody is looking for. Somebody's been approaching God and really approaching God for an answer, and this morning we're asking God to give them that answer in Jesus' name. We pray for bishops, evangelists, pastors, apostles, and prophets this morning, that all will come on one accord and hear God and not be giving heed to seducing spirits this morning. Amen, in Jesus' name. And we want to pray for the bereaved this morning. Amen. So let us look to the Lord. If you have a prayer request, if you'd like to press the number one, you can do that, or make it known in the chat room, you can do that as well. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say first, thank you, Lord. First, God, we just want to thank you and bless you because you're worthy this morning of all of our praise. You're worthy, Lord God, of all honor, because you are God. Father, we know that there is no one like you. We know that there can ever be no one like you. But we say thank you to you this morning, and we bless your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord God, asking you to forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for things that we said, things that we thought, Lord God, that were not of you, things that, Lord God, that are hidden in our hearts that, God, we need to release and have not yet released, God. But, Father, we come to you this morning asking you to heal us, Lord God, of all pain, all hurt, Lord God, whatever the source of the pain and the hurt came from, we ask you to heal us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask, Lord God, that whatever we're holding on to that's not pleasing to you, Lord God, if it's feelings, Lord God, if it's, Lord, whatever it is, we ask you to help us to release it to you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that our walk be not hindered in you, Lord God. Father, we lift up this government to you, Lord God. We pray for the President Barack Obama. We pray, Lord God, for the Senate and the House, Lord God. We pray, God, that they will come on one accord today, Lord God. Lord, for many people will be affected this day if they do not. And, Father, we know that there was a government shutdown before, Lord God, a few years ago, and it did not bode well. Many people lost many things, Lord God. But, Father, we're asking you to intervene today, God, in Jesus' name. Father, whatever it is that you have to do, God, we ask you to do it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, we don't place you in a box today, but, God, we ask you to go forth in the name of Jesus by your Spirit, Lord God, and help these men and women, Lord God, and this government to come together on one accord, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, you have many senior citizens today, Lord God, who are stressing out over a government shutdown as they're looking for their Social Security checks on tomorrow. You have many people who are looking for their pension checks on tomorrow, Lord God, and they're stressing out today, Lord God, because of the decision that the government is going to make, Lord God. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will have them come into agreement, oh God, that they will come together on one mind, one accord, Lord God, and not shut the government down, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, there is a way, Lord God, and you know what that way is. And, Father, you allow these people to be in government. So, God, I know that you can speak to them, Lord God, because you allowed them to be in government. Lord, speak to them any way you can, Lord God. You know how, and we just thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You told us to pray for the leaders, Lord God, and we pray for these leaders, Lord God, of these United States, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask, oh God, that they will put all emotions aside, that they will put their personal feelings for the president aside, that they will put their personal, the president will put his personal feelings aside for the Republicans, Lord God. And I pray, God, that the Republicans and the Democrats, Lord God, will come together, Lord God, with one mind on one accord, Lord God, and get this government back in order, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, oh God. We know, Father God, that that is your, those are your people, Lord God, and we all are your people. We understand that, Lord God, but we pray for the peace of Jerusalem today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord God. Let there be peace there in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The wars, oh God, we ask you to bring the wars to a halt, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that, hallelujah, that Jerusalem will come in unity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. And every country that is rising against them, Lord God, that you will condemn them, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for they are your people. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father, hallelujah. Father, we pray for peace in the world, Lord God. War, Lord, there's murdering spirits, Lord, around, Lord God. And, Father, people just killing people for nothing. And the man went in the church and killed the pastor, Lord God. And, Father, I ask you to forgive him for going in the church and killing the pastor, Lord, whatever his reason was for killing that pastor. Father, I ask you to forgive him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to heal the wife, Lord God, who witnessed her husband being murdered in the church. I ask you to heal the people that were in the church. 65 people, Lord God, has been reported were there. I ask you to heal them, Lord God, for witnessing the murder of their pastor, Lord God, in the church, Lord God. Father, I ask you to send healing and deliverance, God, in Jesus' name. Father, and I even ask, Lord God, that you will use this thing that happened, this murder, to cause somebody to get saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, even at the funeral for this pastor, Lord God, I pray that you will call somebody to be saved. Let them see, Lord God, that they too must go that way, Lord God, and if their soul is not saved, that their eternity will be spent in hell and the lake of fire. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, Lord God, that whatever the reasoning was, oh God, that you would just touch this man and heal him and save him, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I don't know what went wrong, what triggered this episode, but God, you are a healer. You are a healer. You are a healer. Please heal everybody involved with this, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it right now, God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now for those who are in surgery right now or stand in need of healing, oh God. Father, you talked to the woman that had the issue, Lord God, for 18 years. The woman who Satan had bound for 18 years, Lord God, you called her to yourself. Jesus said, come, and she went, and Jesus healed her. And Father, we ask, oh God, that you will heal the sick today, that you will go in the hospital rooms today and heal, Lord God.
that you will go in the mental wards today, Lord God, and heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you will go on the streets where the homeless are, Lord God, and heal the sick minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just lift them up to you right now, God, in Jesus' name, and ask you, oh God, to do what no other can do, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, those that are on the street right now, Lord God, looking for food and needing shelter, we lift them up to you, God, and we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will open a door and make a way out of no way for these people so that they will not have to live on the streets any longer, Lord God. Father, I ask that you will provide the funding, Lord God, for people who are willing to open up places for these people who are living out on the streets, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, do it according to your will, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, you said if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us and you give us what we ask you for, Father. And so, Father, I thank you right now for these petitions being heard in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up marriages to you, Lord God, those that are Christian marriages, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that wives will love their husbands and husbands will love their wives. I pray, oh God, that wives will be submissive to their husbands and husbands will be submissive unto their wives. Father, I pray that any bitterness or anger, wrath, or strife, whatever is causing divide in the marriage, that the marriage will be healed in the name of Jesus. Father God, only you can do things, Lord God, and we know that only some things go of not forth but by prayer and fasting. But Father, I pray that each spouse will turn and look at themselves, oh God, and allow you to heal them, allow you to change them, allow you, oh God, to set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning, Lord God, for those who lost their lives today, for the families of those who lost their lives this morning in a fire, those that have lost their lives in a car accident, those who have lost their lives in murder, Lord God, we pray for their families right now that you will lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will comfort them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let this not be in vain, oh God, that these people will see also that we all must go one way or another. We got to leave this place, oh God. Help us, oh God, that are remaining, Lord God, that we will turn ourselves to you. Help us to abide in the vine today, Lord God. Help us to abide in Jesus today. When he says, abide in me and I in you, abide in me because apart from me, you can't do nothing. Help us who claim to be Christians today to walk as Christians. Help us who claim to be Christians today to walk in the Spirit today, God, so that we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh. Help us, oh God, those who claim to be Christians, oh God, to live, Lord God, in love, to live, Lord God, in peace, to live, Lord God, hallelujah, in holiness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For your word says, be holy, for I am holy. Help us to understand what your word holy means, Lord God. Help us to understand what it means to abide in the vine, Lord God. Help us to understand what it means, Lord God, to really be a true Christian, oh God, a follower of Christ Jesus. Help us today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, where we've backslid and we ask you to forgive us and draw us back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, where we've fallen short, Lord God, where we come discouraged, Lord God, help us this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those, Lord God, who are truly discouraged today, Lord God, those that don't know where to go, what to do, who to look for, Lord God. We ask you to send your spirit, God, and lead them to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we pray for those right now who are attempting or contemplating suicide. The woman right now who is trying to cut her wrist, Lord God. The man, oh God, who is trying to take an overdose of drugs, Lord God. That child, Lord God, who feels like they have no one to turn to and they feel like they are bullied. They're being bullied, Lord God, because of their sexual orientation, oh God. Father, we pray for them, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you will send your ministering spirits, oh God, to minister to them right now in the name of Jesus and let them know, Father God, that is you, hallelujah, that they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. We pray for each person right now contemplating suicide, Lord God, whether it's alcohol poisoning, drug overdose, Lord God, cutting, shooting themselves, stabbing themselves, even running their cars into something, Lord God, that it might wreck and they might die, Lord. We lift them up to you, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, that their hope is in you, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, I pray, Lord God, for the rape victim, Lord God, who wants to die because she was raped, oh God. I just lift her up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, and ask you to heal her from every emotional scar, Lord God, every physical wound. Heal her, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, heal the young boys, oh God, that have been molested. Heal the young boys that have been raped, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I know you can do it. And I ask, oh God, to give them strength, Lord God. Give them strength to go on, Lord God, and to put their trust in you, Father. Let them know that it wasn't you that raped them, God. Let them know that it wasn't you that hurt them, oh God. Let them know that it wasn't you that did these vile things to them, Lord God, but the vessels of Satan that did it, Lord God, and help them to forgive, Lord God, even, Lord God, their abuse. Lord, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Oh, God, we pray for the innocent little babies, Lord God, who are being abused by their parents, oh, God. Father, we ask that you, Lord God, will intervene, Lord God. Send someone in, Lord God, to take these children from these abusive parents, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the drug addicted this morning, oh God, the alcohol addicted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And ask, oh God, that you will send deliverance to them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up Jesus today. I lift you up, Jesus, that you might draw all men unto yourself. I lift you up, Jesus. I lift up the body of Christ, Jesus. I lift up those in the body of Christ who are still straddling the fence, oh God, going to church on Sunday and still sleeping around, oh God, going to church on Sunday and still being alcoholic, Lord God, going to church on Sunday and still smoking weed, going to church on Sunday, still lying and stealing and causing division in the body. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, hallelujah, that you will send healing in Jesus' name, God, that you will allow your word to permeate, Lord God, that your word will come back into the church, Lord God, and it will not be about houses and boats and jets and cars, oh God, but it will be about you, Lord God, because your word says that those that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God, not worship you because they're looking for something from you physically, Lord God, for all of this stuff will soon pass away. But God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that the body of Christ, oh God, will come together in the spirit of unity, that will come together, Lord God, that we will worship you, Christ Jesus, in truth, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will just dispel rebellion, oh God. Lord, rebellion, oh God, rebellion. Oh, God, we just bind and rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we take authority over every unclean spirit right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you for a complete healing throughout the body of Christ, God, in Jesus' name. Father, expose the wolves in sheep clothing, God, in the name of Jesus. Expose the wolves in sheep clothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, for your word says, woe to the shepherd that scatters the sheep, Lord God. Expose them, God, and sit them down, Lord God, and heal them and deliver them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit and see whether it be of God. For false prophets have arisen, Lord God. And, Father, we just ask you to expose the false prophets, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bind their lying tongues right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bind every deceptive motive that they have, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Today, Lord God, we pray, hallelujah, and we pray on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For we know today, Lord God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's why your word says, therefore, take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You told us to have a breastplate of righteousness and a helmet of salvation. God, you told us to have our loins girt about with truth. And you told us, Lord God, to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And you told us to have the shield of faith. And we pray that on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we have on our weapons of offense, Lord God, we take the weapon of defense, the word of God, today. We take the word of God with us. Lead us in your word today. Order our steps in your word today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways. It says by taking heed unto the word of God. So, Father, we take heed to your word today. Father, your word tells us to walk in the spirit so we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh, Lord God. For, Lord God, we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. This morning we cast down imaginations in the name of Jesus. We cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in the name of Jesus. And we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus. Lord God, and we do have a readiness. Hallelujah. We thank you. Lord God, hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, we give glory to your name still, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the enemy that will cause these phones to cut off. We rebuke the prince of the power of the air in the name of Jesus. Satan, we take authority over you right now in Jesus' name, and we bind every weapon that you have set forth against us, and it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We rebuke your devices, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every device right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for these prayers being heard, God, in the name of Jesus.
Well, Lord.
We rebuke every attack from Satan in the name of
Lord.
Jesus. We rebuke it, and we resist right now in
right
Jesus'
now.
Name. We shall stand in the name of Jesus. We shall stand in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Yeah, Lord.
Glory to God. We shall stand in the name of Jesus. We shall stand, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your word says no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And Father, your word also says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. And God, we dwell in the secret place today, oh God. Hallelujah. And those that are looking for the secret place, hallelujah, the secret place is in you, oh God. So we abide, hallelujah, in the secret place today, Lord God, hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God, in him will I trust. Surely, hallelujah, without doubt, surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, Lord God, hallelujah. You will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust. Glory to God, hallelujah. And Father, we say thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, that 1,000 shall fall by our side and 10,000 by our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you that we can abide in the secret place. Hallelujah. We can abide today. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for the veil has been torn in half. Hallelujah. And we can abide in you, glory God. We thank you, hallelujah, for being able to abide in you this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, help us to walk today. Help us to walk in the spirit today. Teach us to walk in the spirit today. Holy Spirit, we need you today. We need you on our jobs today. We need you on our in our homes today. We need you in our lives today, Holy Spirit. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to abide with us today. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to help us to pray today. Hallelujah. Father, for your word says, I would that men would pray always, lifting up holy hands. Hallelujah. Without wrath and without doubt, Lord God, we lift up holy hands to you today, oh God. Praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for you to fill us with your spirit, oh God. Fill us up, God. Fill us up, God. In the name of Jesus, fill us with your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we might walk worthy, Lord God, that we might walk worthy before you today, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, we lay our agenda aside, Lord God, we lay our will aside, oh God, and we turn to you, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, those of us who are claiming to be born again, who are claiming to be Christians today, we lift our mouths up to you, Lord God, that there be no gossip, that there be no slander, that there be no lying, that there be no person, oh God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh God, we lift our bodies up to you. that we will consume no alcohol today, Lord God, that we will consume no weed today, Lord God, that we will consume no illegal drugs, oh God, today, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, you said, be holy, for I am holy, oh God, and we submit ourselves to you today, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We submit our bodies to you today, who are claiming to be holy, oh God, who are claiming to be saved, oh God, that we will not use our bodies to fornicate, that we will not use our bodies, Lord God, to commit adultery, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you said, be holy, for I am holy, Lord God. You said, hallelujah, in your word, hallelujah, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, hallelujah. Help us to be transformed by the renewing of your minds, of our minds, with your word today, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Sanctify us, God. Sanctify us with your truth, hallelujah, for your word is truth, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Help us to be lights, Lord God, in Jesus' name, all the time, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Help us to say, hallelujah, and we'll do whatever we're going to say, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Let our light shine before men. Help us not to be double-minded. Help us not to be double-minded. Help us not to be double-minded, oh God, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, I bind schizophrenia in the body of Christ. One day say it, the next day not, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, yes, I bind spiritual schizophrenia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up depression. We take authority over depression. Oh, God, amongst your people, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, depression. Lord, God, we speak to that spirit of command to go in the name of Jesus, 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 Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord, and I lift up Cherie Holt to you, Lord God. Lord God, who just had brain surgery, Father, I ask you to completely heal her. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the swelling, Lord God, hallelujah, I ask you to take down the swelling, take the swelling away, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I say thank you for it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up my friend, Lord God, one of my children, Lord God, from Zion, Lord Francois, I lift him up to you, Lord God. Keep him in your care, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, the man that you have called him to be. Rise that man up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, every spirit that comes to plague him, we bind and rebuke it and take authority over it right now, in the name of Jesus, Father. For Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And Francois, we call you out in the name of Jesus, and we pray for you and lift you up, and we give you to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for your healing and your complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we ask you to go in, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just say thank you that it is done, that he is a new creature in Christ Jesus, and the old things are passed away, and behold, he is made new in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for these prayers going forth, Lord God. We thank you for hearing these prayers, oh, God. We thank you, and we bless your name, Lord God. And today, we claim, Lord God, and we acknowledge, and we intend to abide in the vine. That is our desire today, to abide in the vine, and you abide in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I say thank you and give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for everyone for joining us. Have a God-blessed day. Continue to pray. Hallelujah. Continue to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yeshua, Yeshua, Hamashiach, bless your name, hallelujah.